For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. This is now the 30 year of the broadcast of this program, but it's the first year we've had a home maintenance calendar. You can get one. It's a free calendar. We'll ship to your door. Just send us an email with the address you'd like it sent to, and we'll get one dropped in the mail. We used to send them at the end of the month, but we're now able to send them at the end of the week. We've expanded our staff and brought in some additional resources to help keep up with the inquiries and requests that we receive from our Arizona homeowners. The photo contest for the 2019 calendar is now open, along with the recipe contest. You can find more at rosieonthehouse.com/calendar. And how that has changed the broadcast is each month in the calendar, we spend the entire month focusing on one topic. And in September, we're focusing on landscaping. And this hour, we brought in, you guys, I can't believe you're brothers. How did you get over 6 foot and Mark never got over five?
Thanks,
and Mark bro. Wentland.
Could be the mailman. Who knows?
You guys look way too similar. You're not fooling anybody. But when you're sitting next to each other, it's obvious. Standing, what is that? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito?
Twins.
Twins. Yeah. It's like, how are you guys brothers? But you've been landscaping. CYC started in 2001.
Yes.
Y'all, part of being a Rosie on the House certified partners, you have to be in business 5 years. You joined in 2007, and you've been with us ever since. You know, it'll be 12 years next year. And this is the first time we've ever gotten Chris on the air. Mark's come in and joined us before, and you always sent baby brother to do the dirty work. But
he's the big brother, actually.
You're older?
Of course. So much more mature.
You had me. Not the mature part I knew.
Well,
but
that's obvious.
I just had the ages reversed. So, oh, okay. I see. Well, welcome to the broadcast,
thank you,
Chris. And what we're going to focus on today is what y'all love to do in your landscape, is the thought that goes into the architecture and the design and utilizing the space and stacking functions. And, you know, if we're only working with 100 square foot yard, that doesn't mean, you know, you're limited to
just grass,
maybe
or
a
just
pool.
A patio.
Yeah. Might not be a candidate for a pool, but you know, we have water features. We'd love water features and the sound of running water if we're trying to battle a noisy neighborhood or a noisy street or traffic. You know, so a pool may not be an answer for you, but that doesn't take off water as part of our backyard living space either.
Correct. You can do just about anything in a yard. It's just you may have to scale it back to fit the size of the yard.
And I loved what you said about when we talked about pools, is that, you know, one of the things you hate to see is you drop a pool right in the middle of the yard.
Yeah, I mean, you basically create two smaller spaces instead of one large space, and it creates a lot of difficulty putting elements that you want, such as fire pits, barbecues, things like that, if you have just a couple hundred square feet left. Whereas if the pool is off to one side, now you may have a 500 square foot area. You can put grass or artificial turf and barbecues, fire pits, things like that in a much larger area and have it a little more functional for you.
And thought that comes into a lot of people's head is, why don't pool builders do landscaping? Why don't landscapers do pools? But that's almost like saying, why doesn't my air conditioning contractor repair my roof while he's up there?
That's exactly right. I mean, we don't do pools because we're good at landscaping. It's hard to be good at everything. And so we let pool builders be pool builders, and we are landscapers.
And in your design work, where does it start? You know, you go onto Google Maps when somebody calls, and you look at the backyard, and you start playing from there. Does it take an on-site visit?
It definitely takes an on-site visit and a lot of really good questions. The biggest one is, how do you want to use your yard? And like you said, not everybody needs a pool. Not everybody needs a built-in barbecue. Not everybody needs synthetic turf. But having a conversation is and listening is definitely where you have to start.
And those needs change over time. I never thought I would have a pool till the kids came. There's nothing else to do outside, and we get so cooped up being inside. Got to have a pool or a place to go take them to swim.
Yeah, and more and more people are like, hey, the weather's great in December. Why don't we have a TV outside? And just the way people in Arizona are using their outdoor space has been evolving since we've been in business for 18 years.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of people now setting up televisions by their pool so they can sit out, float around in the pool while they watch football on Sundays or Saturdays and enjoy themselves and not be cooped up inside. We grew up in the Midwest where you were outside 24/7. It seemed like if the sun was up, we were outside. And here in the summer months, you're cooped up inside a lot. And so finding ways to utilize your pool to stay cool and enjoy your activities like watching football or doing things like that.
And if somebody wanted to talk through a landscape design or their backyard living situation, you could join the conversation and talk to the Whitland brothers at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You can text to 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Now, you talked about being in the Midwest, but a part of the screening process has been not only been in business 5 years, but 5 years locally, because as you can attest to, growing up in the Midwest, you do things a little different in the desert Southwest.
Absolutely. We grew up in Indiana and both actually graduated from Purdue. And back there, trees are real.
Thank
trees.
You for Drew Brees.
Thank you. Who dat?
Yeah, the trees are trees back there. You have 100-foot tall oak trees all over the place. Here, you come out here, it's just a completely different animal. And I moved out here in 96, and just it was several years of just learning the plants and things like that before we even started the business and started learning things and, you know, going through different classes and things like that to become an expert in doing what we do.
What was your first impression when you came to Arizona from Indiana?
I'll be here 5 years and move back to Chicago. but you know, it does grow on you. You know, it's nice to be wearing shorts on Thanksgiving out in your backyard, right? And you start learning to enjoy desert landscapes and things like that. And there are so many things to do around here, both indoors and outdoors. But whether it's hiking or camping or just playing golf or hanging out in your backyard. And so it wasn't long. You meet some friends. Find people with similar tastes and spend a lot of time outside.
And coming from Indiana, stepping into the Arizona desert, you think, okay, I'm going to be here a short time and then I'm out. And that mindset, I think a lot of you can see it in a lot of projects that are done because people aren't thinking long term as they're doing them. Contractors aren't thinking long term. This is just temporary. I'm going to get done with this and get out of here. So, when was the point you made the transition that, you know what, this town needs a little bit more color in the landscape, and I know a little bit about that from Indiana, and I'm going to do something about it.
Well, my friend and I started the business in 2001, and we wanted to learn kind of as things were going, and at the time it was the boom, everything was growing so fast, and It was a challenge because back then people stayed in houses for seemingly 6 months and then they moved to their next house and they were looking for the quick fix. And then when the economy started turning down is really when things picked up a lot for us because people started saying, instead of staying in this house for a year or 2 years and upgrading to the next house, people that had been in their houses for a number of years decided, I'm going to fix it the way I want it. And remodel the backyard. And that's where we kind of found our niche. We do a lot of remodeling, taking a yard that's maybe outdated, 20 years old, and maybe tearing it out, maybe just tweaking it a little bit, getting it so something that they can enjoy that meet the changing needs of their themselves and their families. So we actually, in the downturn in the economy, actually thrived because people were staying in their houses longer. And I've noticed even now people tend to stay a lot longer than they did in like 2005, 2004, there's not as much of just changing addresses every year or two.
Well, when you're in a place for a long time, you start making a connection to that area, and that has really helped, you know, the community. If there was one thing the downturn did, is like you said, it stayed in place and has built more of a emotional investment we have to our neighborhoods now.
Yes, absolutely.
So why not take advantage of September to April to May to June if you have a pool year-round, and then make that outdoor living space? It's, you know, something we're constantly fighting with the tension with the indoors and electronics and, you know, comforts and everything. It's a great way to combat that at your home, is having a functional, enjoyable, usable outdoor living space.
When we started, outdoor spaces just weren't comfortable. You mentioned all the comforts of indoor. I mean, have you even looked at the outdoor furniture that's available now? It's really comfortable. It's become affordable. Belgard's come up with 100 different products since we started this, you know, in 2001. Used to be all the pavers were those Keystone pavers, and just the amount of available products for outside has grown. The quality has gotten significantly better. It's just a different world.
And it's something that will add value to the home. You know, you may not recoup dollar for dollar the investment on it, but over the course of time and with equity, a well-designed landscape, you know, there's only so much the house will bring you by itself, completely done nicely. So the next thing you have on your equity on your property is the landscape, and it's often quite neglected.
Yeah, the only thing, the only investment you can do in your property that's going to appreciate over time is the plantings, because as they grow, they're worth more than when you put them in. Whereas you do a kitchen or a bathroom, you know, it's kind of like buying a car. As soon as you drive it off the lot, it's worth half of what you paid for it. With your landscaping, if you do your plantings properly with the right spacing and things like that, as they mature, they're actually worth more 3, 5, 10 years down the line, because they're going to start producing shade, things like that, which is a big buzzword people are looking for. You know, they want to be out in their backyard, but they don't want to be baking in the sun all the time.